From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Media reports say Syrian troops have seized a neighborhood in central Aleppo from rebel forces. After capturing the neighborhood, the government forces continued to fight rebel troops near a famous citadel in the city. The Syrian army's offensive aims at regaining control of Aleppo, which would be a major victory for the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The Indian government announced Tuesday that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will not attend a regional summit due to be held in Islamabad in November. The Indian Foreign Ministry cited increasing cross-border attacks from within Pakistan as the reason. Mr. Modi has announced that he will mount a global campaign to diplomatically isolate Pakistan in the wake of a recent terrorist attack on an Indian army base in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. British Defense Minister Michael Fallon said Tuesday the British government will oppose the formation of a European Union military force.
We're going to continue to oppose any idea of an EU army or an EU army headquarters, which would simply undermine NATO. NATO must remain the cornerstone of our defense and the defense of Europe.
Fallon made his remarks during an EU meeting in Bratislava. EU members are trying to hammer out a new military plan for cooperation between member states. Ali Bongo Ondimba has been sworn in as Gabon's president for a second 7-year term. At the swearing-in Tuesday, Mr. Bongo called for political dialogue. He had won re-election by a slim margin in a disputed vote. Opposition candidate Jean Ping rejected the offer of talks, accusing the ruling party of vote rigging. This is VOA News.